Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Last week, the whole world got their Apple Music replays and your Spotify Wrapped. So if you use either of those services, you'll know that you got the recap of, like, these were your top five artists, these were your top five songs, this is what you listened to the most this year. Dayela Lace. It's kind of interesting what they do with the data. I was quite surprised by my number one artist, but I'm happy that it was Jungle.
But you've had Jungle as your number one now 2 years in a row.
I have. Indeed.
A committed fan.
And yet if you asked me which is the band I listen to the most, I would not have said Jungle.
Yeah.
Mad at us, mad at us. But we were thinking, what would be the worst things to have wrapped, to have the universe give you the detailed data of how much time you spent on over the course of a year? And we have some ideas.
Yeah. So your 2024 wrapped, how many minutes did you spend stuck in traffic? If you're driving anywhere through the Buccleuch interchange on the N1 North at some point in your life, and that's something you've got to do every day.
Wouldn't it be interesting to know how many minutes you spent at 0 kilometers an hour on a highway? Or where was the worst intersection on your way home?
Yeah, yeah. Another one, spam phone calls. How many minutes of your life have you wasted saying, nee dankie, ek stel nie belang nie. Ja, maar kan ons net vir jou gou ietsie sê, jy gaan geld spaar.
I'm calling from...
Nee.
And you know what the worst is? I try not to be rude.
Yeah, me too.
I really do. Mm. I know it's not the person's fault that they're calling me.
And it is hulle werk, you know.
But every time I hang up, I'm like, I hope the CEO of that company stands on a Lego. Kicks their toe in the dark.
Another one, how much money have you spent on takeaways?
Oh, takeaway wrapped.
Takeaway wrapped.
This year you have eaten 900 burgers, 47,000 chips, and you've spent the GDP of a small country getting it delivered when you didn't need to.
Exactly.
Because you had vegetables in the fridge.
Yeah, daar is kos by die huis.
It is the most triggering wrapped of all time.
No, my most triggering wrapped of 2024 would be debit orders.
Nobody wants to see debit orders wrapped.
Come through with a debit orders wrapped.
Do you know what mine would be?
Yes.
The single most irritating, most annoying wrapped you could possibly send me. Microsoft Outlook wrapped. You had this many emails, this many of them you didn't reply to, this many of them you ignored,
this many of them you didn't actually need.
In the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah, precies.
What
would be on your list, the one thing you wouldn't want wrapped up for yourself and told at the end of the year exactly how much time it's taken you?
Hey, Robin Roz, I think the one thing that I don't want wrapped up and given to me is the amount of time I've actually sat in the bathroom and just scrolled.
You are not the only one, Robin. A couple of people suggesting, I don't want to know how much time I've spent on my phone in the bathroom. Mm.
What did we do before?
We used to, don't you remember? We used to have intimate knowledge with the ingredients of all of the shampoos and lotions and stuff in your whole house. You used to know every single instruction on how to use something. Jy het geweet wat die preservatives in your shampoo was. We knew all of those things because there was nothing else to read. Occasionally there'd be a magazine or a cartoon miskien.
We knew all of those things, but you still didn't know how much toothpaste to put on your toothbrush. But that's a story for another day.
Roseanne, moenie nonsense aanjaag nie. Christo says, worst wrapped. How many times I use Google to check spelling for my emails?
Oh, okay. Okay. Lizelle said, we used to read the huisgenoot and complete the blokkies raaisels before we had phones.
Precies.
I feel like Shantae has a newborn. Sy het vir ons gestuur hoeveel tyd sy doeke moet ruil. And not the number one doeke, the other doeke.
Imagine your phone was like, you have changed 7,000 nappies this year.
Yes.
The worst one was on the 27th of March.
Just before that first tooth came in, want a teething nappy. Wow, the trauma. The trauma.
And I was talking about Microsoft Outlook. Lizelle's got a technology one that fits neatly alongside.
Hi, Robin Roz. So in April of this year, I moved jobs. So I'm going to refer to my previous employer. The amount of time spent in Teams meetings with 30 people for an hour, where only one line item on the agenda bears any relevance to my job,
Yeah. Mm. Teams meetings.
There's a really good one from Dennis. Dennis would like to do his Wrapped of how much money he could have had from all the dead relatives and royal family around the world he never knew he had until he got that email saying, unclaimed inheritance.
You're a winner, Dennis. You're a winner, babe.